5 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thanks for being with us. It's good to be back. Happy New Year, Northern Colorado. Yeah, it's 2020. Yeah, Susan and Cheryl can let them clap into the microphone. Colfax, it's a new year. They stuck around. You know, they said they had a lot of job offers. We kind of waited them out, and here they are. So, I mean, it looks like we won.
Yeah, definitely.
We have the best live studio. People have asked me, hooligans have asked me before, what do Susan and Cheryl do for the show? They're a part of the show. We talk about them all the time. They just basically clap and cheer.
They bring the noise.
Yeah, they bring the noise. Sometimes. Most of the time they're asleep back there. Yeah. I still don't know that they get a paycheck. Do they get a paycheck? Do they just, it just seemed like they were here
it's
one
more
day.
Like, and vouchers and coupons and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I don't even know if you get, I think they just find them, you know?
Yeah.
It was just basically they stumbled in and.
The junk mail that we receive here, maybe they just kind of.
They go grab it, yeah. Neither one of us, you know, wanted to be a bad guy and say, hey, you should leave here. So just that's been years now.
Yeah.
So if you want a job badly enough, stick around.
Stick around.
See what happens. Oh, boy. Let me talk about this. No, Pillow Fight Dan, it's not. You're not. I get that you're being sarcastic. He's saying I'm bringing sarcasm into 2020 about Peyton. But you're not like. You're not wrong, even though you're being sarcastic. That move was the move, right? Denver went all in on Peyton Manning. They went all in on all those players, and they got a Super Bowl out of it. They went to two Super Bowls out of the whole deal. They won four. Actually, well, they won the Tebow division as well, but they won four divisions. So there's nothing to be mad at. Those years, you did everything right. It just, there wasn't really a gap there. There wasn't really the, all right, how do we... You know, we're going to lose our coach, Gary Kubiak. They were 9-7, and that was fine. 9-7 after the Super Bowl wasn't that big of a deal. It was everything that followed. So, yeah, we could blame Peyton. The Gary Kubiak situation, that was tough. You know, that was, let's face it, a lot of the Broncos' plan Bs, even though Elway said they didn't have a plan B, and I know I give him more crap than he probably deserves on that. Plan B was Gary Kubiak stays and Brock Osweiler stays, and you develop together. That was plan B. And I've listened to Brock Osweiler talk. He loves Denver. I think he's moving back to Denver, actually. I read that somewhere. He's a nice dude. But I just think that there were a lot of... What I read, Colfax, was basically Brock went on and said, hey, the whole idea that I didn't want to stay with Denver and that they offered me the same amount as Houston and I went with Houston, that's not necessarily true. He basically said he was waiting on the phone call and it just never came, so he decided to sign with Houston. So that's more of what you're hearing. It's an interesting concept. But that was plan B. That was the plan. Gary Kubiak sticks around. You develop Brock Osweiler. You still have a pretty good defense that second year. And then away you go. Who knows, man? I mean, the way the NFL works, it's mysterious. Brock Osweiler could still be the starting quarterback for the Broncos if he stayed in Denver. But he goes to Houston. O'Brien, look at O'Brien. That dude's a train wreck. He's going to ruin Deshaun Watson if that's even possible. So Osweiler goes there. O'Brien didn't want him. He didn't even know they signed him. That was a terrible deal. That was a train wreck. Good for Brock, though. He went and got paid. He's going to make more than most of us do in our lifetime. He makes that in a year still. So, you know, he has no regrets there. But that was plan B. So to be fair, it's not like Elway didn't try to construct some kind of a plan B. They just didn't handle it well. They didn't handle it well with Brock because he didn't feel that love. He didn't feel it enough to wait and figure out what they were going to offer him. And then Gary, you know, kind of cited a mixture of health reasons, heart's not in it, whatever. Well, he's still in the NFL, folks. So what was it? What went down? I'm not sure. Dixon, I want to get to a couple of different topics here. We still haven't touched on Colorado State. We have to. Dixon says, feels like there's three options and they can't really be combined in any way. Status quo, ride or die with Locke and Rippon. Locke and Rippon. Doesn't that sound like a cop movie or something? Locke and Rippon. Saturdays. No, not Saturdays. It's a bad night for a show. People are out, Colfax. Come on, Thursdays. Thursdays. Lock and Rippin', Thursdays. 7 o'clock Eastern. What do the guys get into next? They don't play by the rules, but by gosh, they get the job done. Bring in a Stafford or Ryan, and Locke begins his journey as a backup quarterback. Draft a quarterback, Locke, and this one also is the backup. It's going to be number one. It's going to be status quo. That's the poll question. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Dixon, thank you for just reiterating. I know I threw a fourth option in, but you know, do you sign a free agent? Because if you do sign a free agent, not as sexy as some of those names, you bring him in as a backup. Do you trust Brett Rippon to be a backup quarterback to Drew Locke? Do you go young there and you just kind of load it up again? I think they probably will. That's the Power to Play Sports poll question, though. Go to thewholeshow.com and vote. Colorado State was magnificent, Colfax. I mean, all right, so I'm going to paint the picture for you. This was a 2 o'clock game on Saturday. So we just get my little one down for a nap. He still takes naps, kind of. So I go downstairs. It's 1:30, whatever. I'm going to read a little bit, catch up on some things before the game starts. I'm relaxed. I'm almost in nap mode. I put the game on, and I'm sitting there, and it's just like San Diego State's just destroying the Rams. And I'm thinking, whoa, this is going to be like that game they had earlier in the season where they only scored 33 points. This is bad. It was 28-4. 37-7. My eyes started to do that thing where you're kind of like half awake, half asleep. I'm drifting away. I pop them open again, and suddenly the Rams, okay, they've got 12 points. They got 15 points. They start scoring. They go on a 19-0 run. I'm wide awake now. This team's down by 7 going into the half. Then San Diego State comes back out, which I figured they would. They come out extremely strong, and they went on a 15-point run. They get up again, or they went up by 15, I should say. That's looking like, okay, you know those games where you try so hard to come back, and you give it so much just to make that comeback, it's just not enough to get over the hump, and then that team pulls away? Not Colorado State in this game. Keep in mind, San Diego State, last year, they were a top team in the country. This year, still a top team in the country. They were number 23 at the time of that game. The Rams actually got 2 votes today in the national polls. Phenomenal. So, I'm watching John Tonji. Just you're thinking, okay, doggone it, they're going to lose this game. Good for them, though. They're going to walk away with their heads held high because they lost that game, but they came all the way back. They play them again Monday. John Tonji says, no, I'm not cool with that. A guy that missed practice on Friday for a wedding for his dad. Come on. Dedication there. He makes a 3-pointer in the corner, gets fouled, and won. The Rams win this thing 70-67. It's absolutely pandemonium. Never seen anything like it. Largest comeback victory in Mountain West history. Largest for the Rams. Nico Medved is the real deal. This team's really good. I love watching David Roddy. He looks like a football player, but with basketball skills. He is good. When you watch him play, he doesn't look like he should have all the moves that he has. But he does. He's good. Look at this. This is Nico Medved's history, Colfax. In 2013, he coached Furman. He went 9-21. His next year with Furman, he went 11-22. The next year, he went 19-16. The next year, he went in that 19-16 year, they qualified for the CIT second round. The next year, he went 23-11, 20 plus. They qualified for the CIT semifinals, all right? So he finished his career 62-7, but every year got a little bit better. Every year was on the improve. Then he goes to Drake for 1 year. They go 17-17. Mediocre. People are like, all right, why? Colorado State's going to replace Larry Eustace with Nico Medved? No, the Rams, for all the crap you Rams fans like to give Joe Parker dug a little deeper than a 500 year at Drake. They dug a little deeper. They looked at Furman and said, all right, he took a team that won like 7 games before that, went 9-11, 19-23. That's huge. That's a great improve. So let's bring him back. Plus, he has the ties to Colorado State. He's a nice guy. It's going to be a perfect fit because it's way different than what we were dealing with Larry Eustace. First year, you win 12. Nobody expected him to win 12. They go win 12. Good for you. You're 12-20. The next year, they win 20 games. They're one of the top teams in the conference. They lose to Wyoming in a major upset, but it was a weird year last year. They win 20 games. They have won 6 games. They're 6-1 this year. They just beat one of the best teams from last year, one of the top teams this year. They just beat them. They play them again tonight. Kendall Moore is out for this game, so that's going to be a bummer. He's another fun player to watch. Real quick, 6-1. His record with Colorado State is 38-3. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to win more, assuming they play enough games to get to 21 games. They're going to win more games than they did last year. So I'm convinced Nico Medved, everything he touches turns to gold. He is a great human being. He has an excellent basketball mind. And for all the crap that you give Colorado State for the stuff that's been going on, for the football organization, for how they handled or mishandled the Eustachy deal, for COVID, for all this kind of the racial stuff that's happening or all these reports, they got it 100% right with Nico Medved. They love this guy. And if you don't believe it, go watch a post game on their Twitter feed. Watch Medved walk into the locker room. You feel it. Now, Colfax, I'll say this. Mel Tucker for CU, former Buffs coach right now with Michigan State, dodged that bullet. Look at Carl Durrell. Mel Tucker's in there dancing with the team and all that stuff after they won their last game of the season 2 years ago, right? Or a year ago, I guess. He's dancing, and he's just kind of cool. He feels cool. You know, it's cool. I'm dancing with you guys. All right, we're cool. They love him. That's cool. Medved storms into the locker room. He's just like a motivational speaker. Have you ever been to one? I've never been to one of those, but you've seen and heard about them. You're there, it's all quiet, and suddenly, boom, the lights come on. The door opens up, and in comes Nico Medved. He's jumping up and down. His head's about to hit the ceiling. This team's going crazy, and that's after the game. And he does that for every win. And that's why this team believes when they're down by 28 points or whatever the hell it was, they can fight back. And I'm not saying they're going to do that every year. But this is a 6-1 basketball team that feels really good about themselves. And Nico Medved is sensational. What do we got here? Okay, Pillify Dan, bringing sarcasm. Okay, we're talking about that. I always knew the Peyton Ware Tlaib squad was short-term, which is why I accepted the 2 to 3 years of trash that followed, but I don't even remember what a competitive team looks like anymore with the Broncos. It's a genuine surprise when we do well. Unfortunately, with many things, it starts from the top, and until the ownership situation gets figured out, the rest of this is just wasted fan frustration and conjecture. Fangio ain't the guy, and if you compare this roster to any of our title-winning rosters from top to bottom, it's not even close. I was hopeful for 6-10, and they proved me wrong. Go Avs. ESPN notifies me that it was 14-4, not great, 28-4, not ideal. Then we won, which was cool. Oh, talking about the, yeah, was that the score, when the score was 14-4, 28-4? Yeah, the percentages pop up on ESPN now. I love that feature. They tell you the percentage chance that your team has to win. Can you imagine what the Rams was when it was 28-4? Like 3%? I don't know. I love that you keep saying it's a great improve. What's a great improve? Colorado State? Every year he's improved. This is what I'm saying. I don't know if you're referring to the exact same thing. We could be on not on the same page there. First Advantage text line, text the program, text KFKA to our brand new text line if you want to get involved. That's 970-478-1301. And we got a lot to get to here. Still a lot to go. Colfax, before we break, I got to get to this. There's a lot of excellent games. We had the UNC loss earlier. That was a bummer, but 16 turnovers, man. They had every chance in the world. I thought Bodie Hume was going to take this thing. He turns it over late. Joe Cooch turns it over late, and the Bears lose that game. Tonight you have a huge game, CSU-San Diego State rematch. Boy, what do we expect there? Thursday you have CU-Oregon. Nuggets are battling out. You know, they're trying to get back on top. Terrible start to the season. They have some nice games coming up. My game of the week. Let's get to it. I gotta go NFL. I love that. It's so epic. Everything about it's epic that we do here. NFL game. It's an NFL game for sure. It's wild card weekend. You have 967 games this weekend. It feels like it's going to be great. Three games on Saturday, three games on Sunday. Used to just be the two on Saturday, the two on Sunday, Colfax, but you're adding another one. It's all day. It's like Thanksgiving Day. It's going to be beautiful, only these are playoff games. Colts-Bills, Rams-Seahawks, Buccaneers-Washington, later Bears-Saints, Browns-Steelers, the final game on Sunday night. My game of the week is Ravens-Titans. these two teams, I think it's a shame they're both playing in the first round because I think they could both pull off something, man. And I'm not just, listen, I know contractually I have to pick the Titans. So clearly I'm picking the Titans to win this game against the Ravens. I believe in a man that runs for 2,000 yards. Colfax, Derrick Henry did it. He needed 225 yards in that game, and he got it. He hit it over that and had to have it. And that's the thing. Everybody, Houston knew they were going to Derrick Henry. He is ridiculous. I believe in Derrick Henry. I'm not so sure about Ryan Tannehill. Their defense is pretty good. Tannehill, you be a decent quarterback on that team, you're going to do just fine. Don't make a lot of silly mistakes because you have Derrick Henry. Now, if they get behind in games, that's where it's scary. But Baltimore is favored by 3.5. That is my game of the week. Ravens, Titans, my fantasy guys, too. I lost in the championship, unfortunately. Will Smith, that Will Smith, I lost to him in the championship game. Just didn't, a lot of my guys didn't perform. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, though, they performed all year for me. 21 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I got a lot to talk about. You guys like Madden? You guys like competing to win a PS freaking 5? Then stay tuned. I'll tell you about it next.
High school basketball in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Little breaking news here on this Monday. Not sure what this means. Zach Stevens, who we just had on and about an hour ago, says, John Elway is the most important and impactful person. He tweeted this out from Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis on John Elway. I'll get to it. John Elway is the most important and impactful person in the history of the Denver Broncos. I have nothing but gratitude for how he accepted this challenge 10 years ago and helped us accomplish great things as an organization. In recent weeks, he and I have had a number of very positive and honest conversations about improving the team as well as his own future. John arrived at the decision, and I'm fully supportive of him and his new structure. With all of his experience and competitive fire, I know John will be a tremendous resource for the Broncos in this role. Broncos have elevated John Elway to a higher position, which means they're going to hire a general manager. Which, Colfax, read between the lines, my friend. It means we want your name attached to the Broncos. We don't want you buying the groceries anymore, man. That's it. They've done it. Wow. John Elway stays with the team. Stays with the organization, but they go for a new general manager. So now things get interesting. Do we really start to look for? Now we got to do a new general manager thing. My brain's just trying to take this in. B-Rad sent us the screenshot there from our boy Zach. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. See, listen, I'm not going to be one of those fakers. I'm not saying that I have inside scoop and I found it before. B-Rad sent it in. I'm too busy talking about how great Colorado State is and whatever the hell else I was talking about last segment. Wow. So John Elway's elevated, but all right. So do you ever see the show Peaky Blinders in Netflix? Do you ever see that?
I've been watching it, yeah.
I just started watching it. When did you start watching it?
Probably like a month ago.
Oh, okay. It was like a week and a half ago. Oh,
well, close enough.
Well, I'm on the first season.
Yeah.
No spoilers. So it starts with another guy, not the main character, another guy is the leader of the group, or he thinks he's the leader of the group, right?
Right.
And what does the main character, can't think of his name, what does he end up doing to kind of like say, hey, buddy, we love you, man, but you're kind of a screw-up, and you know you're still the boss. What does he do for him?
Elevated him.
He did. He elevated. He bought a tavern. They bought that tavern. The pub, whatever. They bought it and said, you've always wanted to do this. You run it now. It's so important. We have to have this as our front. You're doing stuff here, but you have to be the one that runs it. Well, what's he going to be? He's not going to be messing with the rest of their business while he's running the pub. Did John Elway just get elevated to run the pub while they go and find somebody else to do the dance? That's what it is. We know what it is. I didn't think they'd go that route. I thought they were either going to say, I didn't think Elway would go that route. It's either going to be my situation. But again, if you're Elway and you hire, is Elway in charge of hiring the general manager though? Boy, this opens it up. All right, Hooligans, any ideas as far as who you'd want to see as the next general manager of the Denver Broncos? Who's going to be the first one to say Peyton Manning?
I was just going to say Peyton Manning.
it's always Chauncey Billups for the Nuggets and Peyton Manning for the Broncos and nobody for the Rockies. everybody wants to go the Joe Sakic route and the John Elway route from the beginning. But I'm not saying no to the Peyton Manning thing, but that's certainly been something that's been thrown around. John Lynch is doing it in San Francisco, and you know this it can happen. Dixon says Peaky Blinders is freaking awesome. Make sure you stay with it. It's okay right now. I'm not like 100% ready to go.
I think I'm 3/4 through the first season, so I'm not like I think every night I got to binge watch it.
No, it's not one of those for me. Not yet, anyway.
I like it. I like to watch it.
Yeah.
It's very intense and very, you gotta pay attention.
You do, and again, they talk very fast.
Their accents are hard.
Yeah, so you have to stay with it. And I'm getting older now, so I'm like, hey, ready, hey, oh god, and I'll hear something in the first, I won't even know what happened, and then I get to the end, I'm like, oh, that's what they said at the beginning. Now it's all starting to make sense. Dixon says, oh, and by the way. Oh, that was Dixon that texted it. By the way, today it was finally the day. Call it what you want, but Elway got fired today. He got elevated, Dixon. He got elevated. He's running the pub now. That's our new thing.
I love it.
Boy, this was a move to protect the reputation. That's what this move was. Head of football operations becomes de facto owner. Elway hires GM, GM fires Fangio. It's called dominoes. Is that what happens? New regime? Start all over? Clean slate now? Is it worth doing that when ownership's still not figured out? Does Elway become the owner? I mean, is that what this is all? What is this all about, Colfax? I mean, we're just trying to figure this out. There's so many things. Adam Peters is a name that just came up as far as general manager. He was 8 years. He was with the Broncos for what, 7-8 years? Joe Ellis said that Elway came to his decision on his own to hire a new general manager. This is something else. I didn't see this happening this year. I thought we'd ride it all out because of the ownership situation. It's such a strange deal. All right, Colfax. Noco Mobile Gaming. We worked with them. We had the BrewTalk Nerd Show, one of our Wednesday night programs. We had this battle between us playing different video games. Well, we played Madden. I played Noco Now host Tanner Schwint. He cheated, obviously. Everybody knows that. Can't play 3-minute quarter, 2-minute quarters. That's ridiculous. I'm a running guy. I run the ball, Colfax. Can't play 2-minute quarters. Anyway, I'm no sour grapes here. Noco Mobile Gaming's teaming up with us. Pay attention right now, Hooligan. Turn up your radio. Turn it up. I'll be in this tournament, of course, obviously. But I won't be able, I can win the whole thing, which I probably will. But I am not qualified to win the, we are giving away a PS5. PS5. We're giving it away.
Is that the new one?
That's the new,
it's, the new
I
one.
Believe so, yes. We're giving it away. But you have to compete in the tournament to win. And you got to be able to. I don't want to hear any of this. If you want to register, I think we're doing it. It's the weekend before the Super Bowl, I believe. We're going to get to it. But I'm going to register one person today. We are getting 20 people in on this tournament. 20. 19. Because I'll be in. 20 people total. going at it at NoCo Mobile Gaming. NoCo Mobile Gaming is exactly what it sounds like. It is this awesome van with video games inside. We had six people inside playing. You can play four more outside. They have eight screens, nine screens, whatever. It's fantastic. It is the video game experience of a lifetime. I strongly recommend it to anybody, you know, wanting to have some kind of a party, get together, whatever. You know, they're even cool with drinks and stuff, but you got to have them outside. You can't have them inside, which is understandable. They just set up a table there for you, and it is awesome. So, with tailgating, with playoffs, all that stuff, man, you want to have fun, trash talk, whatever, do it. All right, so I'm registering one person right now, but I'm not going to make it as easy as calling in trivia style here. We're going to do the first caller to tell Colfax what our game of the week this week is our first registrant for our 2021 inaugural Madden Whole Show Challenge. Winner of the challenge, of the tournament. We got playoffs, Super Bowl, we're doing it all. Wins a PS5. Yeah, it's nuts. We're going to be promoting this more, but we wanted to get somebody in the mix. First caller to call and tell Colfax what our game of the week is enters the tournament. No cost. Nothing. You just show up and you play Madden. That's it. First caller to tell us what our game of the week is. 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. That's our first advantage hotline. First caller to call, tell us what our game of the week is. You have a chance. You're going to be in our Madden tournament, courteous of, thanks to NoCo Mobile Gaming. It's going to be fun. 33 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
I got to thank a new sponsor of the program. I just started going to this guy, the Chiropractic Standard in Greeley, Dr. Tyler Terry, Dr. Hala Harada. I've been going there for about 3 weeks now. I've always had kind of a pretty jacked up upper back, but especially the right side. My right shoulder hangs a little bit lower. I'm in constant pain. I can still exercise, but it's one of those things where I'm thinking, man, every year it's getting a little bit worse. I went in and got some x-rays done. And the great folks over there put together a plan for me where I'm going to visit. What I like about the folks over there, a lot of chiropractors I've been to that aren't just pop, crack, go, whatever, here's my $20. The ones that are clinics basically say, okay, this is your plan, but you got to do it for life. You know, so there's no happy medium, right? You go to Chiro Instant, right? And it's here's $20. I'm going to crack you. And you feel good for about 5 seconds. And then it's on to the next day, and you're like, crap, do I really got to go back and do every day 20? And then if you go to a big clinic, it's a plan for life. Chiropractic Standard put together a simple 2.5 month plan for me. I'm going to go twice a week. It's not very bad. I mean, I'm there for, you know, I'm waiting for a little bit, and then I go in. It's done in 5 minutes, and I'm out the door. It's an extensive plan that they have looked at with me, and I'm working with the great folks there, and I'm excited to really start telling you about my results here. Colfax, I took a couple of weeks off. I like to lift weights. I like to exercise. Started back up this morning, and I felt perfect. I still feel pain, but I got done with my workout. I felt refreshed, and I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to sell you guys anything that I'm not even 100% sure just about, but I wanted to get this started for you. I've been planning on doing this for quite some time. And I appreciate the fact that I got in the door with the Chiropractic Standard in Greeley. They bring you passion and expertise. They're great folks, and they're logical. Let me just say that. They are very logical people about this. They're not coming in trying to change the game necessarily, but they're great down-to-earth folks. That's the Chiropractic Standard. You walk in, you just kind of like, you got your app up, and you just buzz it on the computer screen in front when you walk in the door, and you're registered. You go sit down, you read a magazine, they call your name, you go back, you sit there, boom. Doctor will see you, get it done, and you're out the door. That's the Chiropractic Standard. All right, first advantage text line. Shoot us a text. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. You're going to need to follow us on our Twitter feeds. and our Facebook feeds. If you guys want to get in, we got one registration. We just did the one so far. We got Justin in the mix, right? So we got you in. We got 18 more to register. And I'm not going to do them the same way every single day. We might do it through Twitter. We might do it through Facebook. So follow us on our Whole Show Facebook page, on our Twitter page, at Whole Show. Search Whole Show on all this stuff. And you can. We're giving away a PS5. There's no like $20 entry fee. There's none of that stuff, man. All we're going to do is randomly select, I guess not even randomly, you earn it to get in. You play Madden. If you win the tournament or come in second, which is more than likely what's going to happen, you win a PS5. All right, Merry Christmas, Hooligans. No Co-Mobile Gaming. And some great sponsors we're going to tell you more about as we stretch this thing along. But February 6th is the date we're doing it, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Let me read some texts. B-Rad says Elway was due for a promotion. Oh, boy. I'm just going to say it, man. I mean, Elway's a hero. He's a hero to us sports fans, and it's kind of a weird day. I'll be real honest. I'm not saying it's not the right move. Well, Kenny Swami just said, yeah, saw this too. Matt Russell's retiring. They're changing it, man. They're changing it. Starting at the top. They're no more filling it up again. I mean, they're starting all over, kind of. I don't know what that means for Fangio. I don't know what that means for Drew Locke and Pat Shurmur. I guess we'll see. Dixon says, call it what you want. He got fired. Closed captioning is your friend on Peaky Blinders. Yeah, started watching that. It's not bad. He had duties taken away from him and was reassigned to save face. Call it a promotion if it makes you feel better. But he was fired from his GM duties because he sucked at it. Whoa, hey. I think he has like the fourth best winning percentage amongst GMs right now. Zach Stevens tweeted that out a moment ago. That's because he killed it for, 4 years, Peyton Manning. Went 8-8 with Teebs. 9-7 with Gary. That second year, it was really the last, 4 years? The 2 years with Vance, with the V, the V's. No one will hire anybody with the V name anymore. Let's stay away from that. So I think we can agree on that. McClain, unfortunately, there is no way to elevate Fangio and Locke out of their respective positions. Wouldn't that be something if that's just the way we start doing it now? Drew Locke has been elevated to not here anymore. It's a better position for him, and it'll ultimately be a win-win for both of us. We have elevated him to be not the quarterback of the team. What is he? Is he on the team anymore? He's been elevated. That's all you need to know. Vic Fangio has also been elevated to not on the team as well. Oh, So he's fired? Oh, no. I said elevated. Listen, I agree with you, Dixon. It's not fired, and that's... I mean, he's still going to make bank. He's still going to be a part and tied to this organization. This was probably the move, man. It sucked because there was a part of me deep down that really just thought, man, someday he's going to turn it around. Someday he's going to prove that he can draft effectively. Someday he's going to prove that he can get the people in place to grow a quarterback, to grow... and establish a defense again. Create an identity. They don't have it. McClain wants to know if the whole tournament is played on a PS5. I would imagine the whole tournament is played on a PS5. Yes, I would imagine so. Or a PS4. Noco Mobile Gaming's pretty good about getting the up-to-date stuff. I will tell you this, though. The Madden that we're playing is the one prior. Is not this current Madden, which, take it from a Madden guy, last year's was a bazillion times better. Just giving you my two cents on the matter there. Pillow Fight Dan, this is you after lifting weights. Yeah, I'm fine, crying. I like a good gif there, dude. I don't lift that hard. I know people like hear a radio guy say I lift weights. No, I do it just for exercise. It's just to stay in shape. I don't like to run, although I have to run. For something else that we have going on, man. We got a lot of stuff going on. I am going to be running in a... Is it 4K? You don't call that a marathon.
No, not quite.
Can I call it a marathon anyway?
No.
Okay. What is a marathon?
Like 30K? Closer to 30K? It's like 26 miles.
Okay. Never doing that. No. I'm doing, 4 miles?
Or is it no, 4K.
4K, it's like that's... It's like 3... What is it? 3.2.
Or is it 5K? A 5K is like 3.2 miles. So if it's a 4K, it's less than 3.2.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
That's the best news of the day.
So it's like a tenth of a marathon.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take that. I'm just going to say I ran a marathon, a tenth of it. Say it really fast, you know. Yeah, I ran a marathon. I'm just working on the rest of it. Don't know when I'll finish, but I started it. Sir Charles, my failed attempt to win a spot to win that sweet gaming system was like being married. I listen, but didn't hear exactly what the game of the week was or what wife said. Are you comparing me to your wife, Sir Charles? Tried to answer with my best thought. Maybe what I heard, and tragically crashed and burned, sleeping on the couch tonight. Hey, there's still going to be chances to get in this thing. I would like to elevate my weight issue to no longer an issue. It's not even top text. What is today? What is today? It's Monday. Is this a sign of a newer, better Hooligan crew? Like, new year, new you? Because these are damn good texts. Damn. Bring that tomorrow. That text right there would have probably won. Dixon says, you get promotions when you do a good job of what you're currently doing. That was not the case here. So that's what the word is for 2021 now. You're not very good at your job, but you're going to be elevated. We're not getting rid of you. We're elevating you. Do I get more pay? You do. Really? Yeah. But we just don't want you to do the job that you're doing anymore.
So what do I do? Just show your pretty face.
Just show your pretty face, man.
I'm in.
We need you around the office. You're John freaking Elway. That's all. You can be, when you're John Elway, dude, you can just be paid to be John freaking Elway. He didn't even need to sign Peyton Manning and draft Von Miller. He didn't need to do any of that stuff. He just needed to walk in and go, John Elway, you guys remember the drive? Remember those Super Bowls? You remember this one's for Pat thing? Remember this one's for John? You remember all those cool things? Yeah, that's me. What do we got today, guys? Is John Elway going to be like Office Space now? Is it Peter? Is he going to be like Peter? He just shows up, doesn't do anything. You know, I'm not going to do anything today. Don't think so. Nah, that's John Elway now. He's Peter. Is it Peter? Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Peter.
So he's Peter. Yeah. Oh boy, was Vic Fangio Milton? Who's Milton in this scenario?
Let me think about that.
Pat Shurmur?
Probably.
Vic Fangio is Milton, kind of, right? He's not really a head coach. He's a great defensive coordinator, but okay. 49 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. We got to wrap up the show. Closing thoughts, what's on tonight? I didn't even touch the Denver Nuggets yet. We'll get to that more on a Top Text Tuesday. There's a lot to unpack there. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. And you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, I thought the quarterback news was going to be the big story, Colfax, our Power to Play Sports poll question. I guess it's still pretty important, though, right? I mean, what do the Broncos do about that quarterback position now that John Elway's been elevated? Oh, that's going to be fun. We're going to have some fun with that one tomorrow, I'm sure. What does this look like? Do you stay with the current staff or do you get a new GM in quickly if you're going to do that? Because Eric Bieniemy is out there. And I'm seeing the Lynx, the Lions, one of those teams for sure that's looking. They've got their interview scheduled. The Jets have requested an interview. The Falcons have requested an interview. If you're going to do a general manager move, you better do it quickly. If that's even a possibility. Now, if you hire a GM, do you want that GM to say, all right, I'm good with what you guys have. We're going to go here and see what we can do. Or do you have a new general manager come in and basically give them that authority? And if you in your mind, you're saying, you're going to come in here and it's going to be your vision. We want somebody with a vision. Don't you got to let them have that vision? Because what's the biggest vision a general manager can have? Coach, head coach, and the quarterback, right? So And I know that that's not always the case, and you can easily hire a general manager who can take what he has with a quarterback, with a head coach, and they just live happily ever after, forever on. But most of the time when you go to hire a general manager, you're looking for someone that could come in and give them their idea of how to create a winning formula. And that, I guess they have to determine whether they can do that with what the current situation is made up of. Dixon says, being able to elevate or promote yourself while getting rid of the duties you were terrible at must be one of the greatest feelings in the world. Yeah, I mean, if you're Elway, you went to two Super Bowls. 10, 20 years from now, what's going to be remembered about Elway? Are you really going to, you're going to do this. This is what you're going to do. Man, when Elway started, he drafted one of the greatest Broncos there. He was a part of the draft anyway. I know there was other management there drafting Von Miller. He's got Peyton Manning convinced to come here. The Broncos won a Super Bowl. They were unstoppable there for a while. They went to two Super Bowls. Then things kind of tapered out there for a couple of years, and then he hired a GM. I mean, that's what people are going to remember. We'll see what this GM does, right? But that's what we're going to remember. Can Tim Conley do both jobs? That's what I'm wondering. Pillow Fight Dan says, is the Nuggets theme word elevate? Nice. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I Will Barton, we're elevating you to not starting anymore. MPJ has been demoted to starter. No, that's the organization that I'm going to have, Colfax. Nobody understands what their job is, if it's better or worse. You know what, MPJ, you haven't been great lately, and you had the whole COVID deal. We're demoting you to starter. Will Barton, we are going to promote you to, actually, no, we're going to elevate you back to the bench. Really? So I'm being demoted? No. Shh, we can get caught up in those. We can get caught up in that language, but we want to be careful. You're great. You're important to us. We want to elevate you. And if you keep performing the way you have in the last, six games, we're going to elevate you even further. Something to think about. It's going to do it for us. The Herd with Colin Cowherd's coming up next. Good night, Northern Colorado.